This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Yep, you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Here you are.
Dean, I've got a new obsession.
Obsession for Robbie.
Here's a weird thing, right? This is an obsession of mine that has grown in my adult years that I never... I'm terrified about what
you're
about. It wasn't an obsession when I was a kid. And normally it's the other way around, right?
I'm so scared about what's about to come out of your mouth.
Disney.
I've always been obsessed with Disney.
The classic Disney
movies. Tale as old as time.
Yeah, the
true
music,
as
everything.
It can be.
A few years ago, I went to Disneyland in Paris, and I think since then I've really sort of fallen in love with the magic of the world of Disney.
Not just the roller coasters and things like that.
And it's just getting more and more and more. I watched Mulan the other day for the first time ever.
I actually haven't watched the animated movie Mulan either.
No,
yes,
right.
Love the song. How was it? Was it good?
Yes, it was good. It's probably not one of my top 10 because, you know, they're the ones that I love and the ones that I have nostalgic feelings about.
Let me ask you, what's your top 10 Disney animated film?
Lion King, Aladdin.
Aladdin's up there for me.
Definitely.
I know I said top 10, but I'm already looking at your struggle. You didn't have to name 10 movies. But does that mean you're excited for all of these live action things that are going on right now?
I am. I can't get enough of it. And especially because I did love the live action remake of Aladdin. I enjoyed it a lot. So I'm going, okay, all right, so good things can be done. And I don't see how they could mess up the Lion King one.
Now, well, here's my question. Are we really calling it a live action of the Lion King? Because it's not live, it's CGI. They're not real lions that they got to do those
things. I saw that too at the start. And I'm like, now I kind of get it. They mean,
but I feel like they've got live action fever now. So we've got live action... the preview for Mulan's come out,
yes,
which looks awesome. But I think they're playing things a little bit differently with the Mulan one.
They're going for a bit of a different path.
Well, because of the connotations of romance, gay romance, I think they're playing it a little bit differently. But then there's a live action Lion King coming. So you did like Aladdin. I know a lot of people that didn't. And Little Mermaid. I mean, there's been a little bit of hubbub about the Little Mermaid. But I'm not as excited by all of the live actions. I'm going to be really honest with you, Robbie.
Mm.
For me, I mean, I'm not saying it's not great, but I love the animation. I love the child in me. I love watching those with my niece and nephew.
Right.
And I'm sure I'm going to love all of the live action remakes. I'm sure they're going to be fantastic. But I guess I always look forward to showing my nieces and nephews the cartoons that I grew up on. I remember watching, the Robin Hood Disney movie, Robin Hood animation that happened, and when you go back and watch Snow White and look at those old movies, when you think about it, they're these classic films that we keep watching with kids year in and year out. And a remake of it just kind of worries me.
I think we still will. I don't think it takes anything away from the originals to have the remakes, but I think what we saw with Aladdin was that the story could be enhanced and added to in certain ways, especially maybe... cultural ways that we've advanced.
That's true. Since the 90s
when a lot of these movies were released.
And were really popular. There was this huge charm of them and they're still so popular now. Mm. And I think there's been a little bit of a struggle about what new movies to make and if they're really capturing the imaginations of children anymore.
Yeah.
Because there was quite a hype. Even with TV, we had Rescue Rangers and everything and it was pretty awesome.
Rescue Rangers.
Remember? Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Made Chippendale, put them on the map. It was very exciting. But you're excited for the live action films.
I cannot wait for The Lion King. I cannot tell you enough. We sat down and watched the original the other day and I just get so swept up in it and I get so emotional. It's got so many beautiful moments in it that I just can't see how they can mess it up. Cut to me in 2 weeks' time telling you how awful it was. But they've also
I'm going to replay back just this segment.
I'm so excited. I'm going to be booking my gold class tickets.
It's the circle of love.
Like the music, Dean, the music.
The music, I mean, it's absolutely fantastic. The music and the animation was amazing and I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. Are we excited for Beyonce? Does Beyonce's character get a song?
I think
it's going to be a shoot.
But also Beyonce has released, as they do with the new remakes, they always release a new, pop single, Beyonce's also released a new single to go along with the movie that will be that's coming out, I think, next week. So,
Of course she is. Do you know a remake I'm not excited for? I know it's not really Disney, but the preview came out for Charlie's Angels.
Wow. No? Oh, you said not excited?
No, the preview doesn't excite me. I think it's going to be great. I think the preview... I don't understand what their market is, but it feels like Fast and Furious. And I'm okay with, how do I put this? It feels like a non-binary Fast and Furious, and that's completely fine. But I think what kills me about it is I don't see the depth to any of those characters in the... in the commercial and in the preview. And I know it's Charlie's Angels, so there's always going to be tons of depth to them because that was part of the thing that they were playing off, the fact that everyone thinks they're vapid girls doing whatever, but they're actually not. They're strong, intelligent women kicking butt. So I know that that will be there, but I guess I was just annoyed that that came through with the preview and I'm like, I want to get... The kick buttness, there was just too much of it for
me. Yeah, true. So I love a bit of that. But do you know who's in the new Charlie's Angels remake, Dean?
Is it me?
No, it's Naomi Scott, who was Princess Jasmine in the remake of Aladdin.
Well, there you go. Everything comes back to Disney. We are asking you, how do you look after yourself? What self-care mean to you today on the show? We've gotten a message in from the lovely Brad from Marvellous Melbourne saying, I go bush and off the grid. I disconnect from modernity and reconnect with the land and nature.
Oh, I like that.
I wonder if Brad goes buff with the land and nature. Who knows? But everyone who's letting us know what self-care means to them and what they do about it are going in the draw to win this.
To win a double pass to see all the White Crow starring Ralph Fiennes, all thanks to our friends at Cinema Nova. You can win a double pass for any time during the viewing season, which is great. We fit around your schedule here at Joy.
We love it. You know what, Robbie? I think it's time to go to some tunes and let me give you a tip about who we're about to hear.
Hey, it's Samantha Jade here, and you are on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9.
That's right, you're on Mad Wednesday. It's Robbie and Dean, and this is What You've Done to Me by Samantha Jade.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
Yes, you are. We're driving you home. Well, that's what we do, isn't it? On a Wednesday, help you handle your hump day in style on Mad Wednesday.
I love driving a whole bunch of people home without even having to get in my car because I hate traffic.
It's really convenient, isn't it?
It's so convenient. It's really warm and cozy in our studio.
Now, we are having a competition today where we are giving away a double pass to go and see...
The White Crow starring Ralph Fiennes, all thanks to Cinema Nova. We're just asking you, how do you self-care? What do you do to... Take care of yourself, enrich yourself, you know, make yourself feel a little bit calmer and safer in this crazy world.
Because it's been a little bit stressful lately in the past couple of weeks with all the talk in our communities about the religious discrimination bill. So what does self-care mean to you and how do you look after yourself? So we've been asking people to message in on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au to let us know, like this listener.
Brent from Footscray has written in and said, for my self-care, I go to eat dumplings or laksa by myself with my iPad and watch something fun.
Oh, I mean, I'm always down for a dumpling.
That ticks a lot of boxes, Dean, because it's looking after yourself. Mm-hmm. It's
getting out of the house.
Getting out of the house.
It's nourishing.
It's nourishing, and it's wholesome food, and it's fun.
Yeah, so having a laugh and enjoying yourself. We also got a message in from Daryl.
Daryl wrote in and said that he loves to surround himself with his whippets.
Oh, and a little pet care never goes astray. If you've got, I mean, that's why I kind of like looking after my sister's dog occasionally. It's because it gets me out of the house to go for a walk. It's really good. Bit of pet care never goes astray. We've also gotten a message in from the lovely Lisa Mann, who didn't originally message to let us know about self-care, but wanted to weigh in on the live action debate going on the airwaves and said, okay, Dean, regarding the live action debate, you are wrong. All the Disney films are fabulous, and here's why. We were discussing a live-action Disney film as opposed to the animation, and I prefer the animation. And these are the reasons that Lisa has given. A, you just are wrong.
Oh, it's an
and
essay.
B, please see A. Thank you very much, Lisa. I'm more excited about the original films that were my childhood. How dare you? And also, Lisa has said, as for self-care, and Lisa is a Joy member, Lisa's message in saying, if mimosas and a Stock Aitken and Waterman playlist don't do the trick, nothing will. And you know what? I'm very here for that. Music for me and dancing around like nobody's watching can make all the difference to your self-care, can't it, Robbie?
Yeah, definitely can. Definitely
absolutely
can. Don't do enough of it.
Well, let's do some more right now. Why don't you dance wherever you may be, whether it's sitting in the car listening to us or jumping around your home. This is My Hands by Jack Gray and you're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.